Good morning and welcome to For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic. Good morning, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
Hey, we have a fun, exciting program in store for our listeners today. I'm going to get to play the devil's advocate, and I'm going to present a number of myths about vision loss, and even about blindness, and then you get to straighten us all out with the true facts about those things. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right, let's begin with the idea of safety goggles. You know, I would say that safety goggles are more trouble than they're worth, aren't they?
There are 500,000 eye injuries every year in the U.S. 50% of these accidents occur at home. The leading cause of blindness in children is eye injury. 90% of injuries can be avoided by proper eye protection.
Okay. So I would think that you really don't have to have your vision checked before you turn 40.
There are treatable eye diseases, and glaucoma is one of them that can show up even before you turn 40. And they call it a silent disease because you can't feel it, but it robs your vision.
So that's definitely a myth that you don't need to check your eyes until you're 40. How about wearing poorly fit glasses? Can't that damage your eyes?
The right prescriptions are required for good vision. Poor-fitting glasses don't damage your eyes, but they can throw your vision off. Like if you have astigmatism and they're sitting crooked, or you're not hitting the dead center of the lens, that can throw things off, but it won't damage your eyes.
It could really mess up your vision, though,
yes.
The way that you're actually seeing things. How about contacts? I would say poorly fit contacts do not harm your eyes.
Poorly fit contacts can damage your cornea, the clear part over the colored part of the eye. If you use contact lenses, have them checked regularly.
So there can be some damage there. I remember my mom telling me this, so it's got to be true. Eating carrots will improve your vision.
Carrots are high in vitamin A, which is important for a balanced diet. Eating carrots or other foods high in vitamin A will not improve your vision. Taking large amounts of vitamin A can be harmful. There is a certain variety of vitamin A that your eye needs, and your body has to break it down into that, and it can't break down the vitamin A easily. And vitamin A can be harmful. People who have stopped smoking and they take the AREDS formula for, say, macular degeneration, and they have smoked at some time in their life, if they take vitamin A, they're at a higher risk to develop lung cancer.
I see. So it's not as easy as just eating carrots and making your eyesight better.
No.
All right. How about sitting close to, here's another one my mom used to tell me, sitting close to the television will harm your eyes.
There's no evidence that sitting close to the TV will damage your eyes. If this were true, office workers that sit 8 hours a day, 17 inches from their computer screens would all be blind.
True.
Sit wherever you're most comfortable when watching TV.
All right. You know, how about the fact that doctors can do a lot of things? Can they transplant eyes?
They can transplant the cornea, but not the eye itself. The retina and the optic nerve are part of the brain. When doctors figure out how to transplant the brain, they will be able to transplant the eye.
Okay, so that's possibly something in the future. Here's something that I maybe have heard about in my science fiction books. Scientists have created a bionic eye.
Scientists have been working on a microchip to replace damaged retinal cells in a person's central vision. Other scientists have been trying to figure out a way to connect a camera directly to the brain. The eye and the brain do not work the same way a camera and computer do. Even after somebody figures out how to make a bionic eye, they still have to figure out how it will connect to the neural circuitry of the brain. What they have created so far is a crude form of vision consisting of several dots of light.
Okay. I think the $6 Million Man, an old TV show, may have planted that idea about there being possibility of a bionic eye. Here's another one that I think a lot of parents share with their kids. Reading in dim light is going to damage your vision.
Reading in dim light can make your eyes feel tired. It's not harmful and cannot damage your vision.
Okay. What about eye exercises? Will eye exercises improve your vision?
Certain eye exercises will not improve your vision. Rolling your eyes around has no effect on your vision, but vision therapy and individually prescribed visual perceptual exercises can improve the efficiency of your vision.
All right. This is a myths edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes, various myths about vision, vision loss, and blindness. I get to share the myths, and Dr. Wendy is sharing the truth about it. And we'll continue on For the Sake of Your Eyes today with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt in just a few moments.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
All right, Dr. Wendy, I'm playing devil's advocate. As I said from the onset, I am presenting some myths about vision loss, and about blindness, and then you get to set the record straight. So how about this myth? It is not harmful to look at the sun if you squint or use dark glasses.
The sun's ultraviolet light will still get to your eyes, damaging the cornea, the lens, and the retina. Never look directly at a solar eclipse. The direct light from the sun can blind a person in less than a minute.
And I think we all kind of got the facts set straight on that here with the recent full eclipse that we had, I believe, just year or year and a half ago. Never look directly at the sun. Okay, you know, sometimes, especially kids, get a black eye, get hit in the eye with a ball or something, and they get that black eye, and, you know, there used to be the old method of putting a raw steak on that eye.
Well, putting a steak in your eye may do nothing except expose your eye to any organisms living in the raw meat. The coolness may help. Get immediate medical attention. A black eye can be a sign of a serious eye injury.
Absolutely. And I don't know if many people can afford to put a steak on their eye these
days. Not today.
All right. How about this myth? You can wear your eyes out by using them too much.
You cannot wear your eyes out by using them. Cutting down on reading or coursework will not help or harm your eyesight.
All right. How about cataracts and when they ripen? You know, doctors can only remove cataracts after they ripen, right?
Cataracts, unlike fruit, do not ripen. It's up to you and your doctor to decide when to remove a cataract. Most people have them removed when the decrease in vision starts bothering them.
All right. Let's go over some myths surrounding blindness. Blind people have a sixth sense or extraordinary talents, don't they?
Most people with 20/20 vision do not pay much attention to their other senses. Blind people have worked hard to develop their other senses to compensate for their vision loss.
Okay. And, you know, sometimes I think we perceive the idea that blind people live in a world of total darkness. Is that true?
Not always. They can be legally blind, or they can have light perception but don't see detail, or
yeah,
just see very
some
gross
shadows.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about glasses and people that are legally blind. Is there a way to have strong enough glasses that could help everybody who is visually impaired?
Refractive lenses or glasses cannot correct all vision impairments. Glasses cannot fix eye conditions that involve the retina, optic nerve, or the brain.
And with blind people, it's not uncommon to see a dog guide. And you would assume that dog guide knows how to get its master where he wants to go, true?
The blind person knows where they are going and how to get there, not the dog. The dog's trainer teaches it to respond to traffic, street travel, and commands their master will give them. A blind person goes through a month-long training to learn how to use the dog.
And what about Braille? Do all blind people read Braille?
Only about 10% of legally blind people read Braille. Developing the sense of touch it takes to read Braille is difficult for older people who make up 66% of the blind population. 90% of the legally blind people have some usable vision, and most of them can read print or magnified print.
And sometimes when you're talking to someone who is blind, we tend to speak louder. Do you need to speak louder when talking to a blind person?
Blind people have poor eyes, not ears. Talk to them as you would talk to anyone else. When in a room with several people, use their names so that they know that you're speaking to them and not someone else.
And blind people, they should always be able to identify you by your voice, right?
When answering your phone, do you know everyone by their voice? It's a good idea to identify yourself when meeting a blind person.
All right. It's a series of myths about vision loss, and about blindness that we are discussing today with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt on this edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes. And we'll have more of those myths, and Dr. Wendy will have more of the facts in a moment.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Vision directly affects how you learn. 80% of all learning during a child's early school years is obtained through vision. 10% of all preschoolers and 25% of kids in kindergarten through sixth grade have vision deficiencies. Many of them are undetected because few children receive comprehensive eye exams. School screenings only pick up 5% of all vision problems. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Okay, Dr. Wendy, in these final few minutes we have remaining, I have a few more of these myths to present about vision, vision loss, and blindness. How about the myth, in order to travel independently, a blind person needs a guide dog?
To travel independently, most legally blind people do not even need to use a white cane. Very few use dog guides. Approximately 1,300,000 Americans are legally blind. 109,000 of them use white canes, and 7,000 use dog guides.
Well, that's an amazing number there. How about, you know, the fact of what blind people are like? Are they all alike?
People with poor or no vision come from all races and ethnic groups, rich or poor alike. Being legally blind is a bit more than a nuisance for the 76-year-old woman losing her vision from macular degeneration. A college student who's had 18 years of training in how to function without vision and knows no other way might think of it differently. A 45-year-old truck driver going blind from glaucoma may go back to school and get an office job, or he may retire early and collect disability. A 39-year-old lawyer losing his vision will get training in Braille, find readers, and learn to rely on public transit to do his job. The 52-year-old stock clerk that rides a bike to work every day has been legally blind all his life. Everyone finds their own answers in life. It's no different for people who have poor or no eyesight.
All right. And here's a good one to close with. You know, blind people, to maintain secrecy and security, I understand, are the ones who staff the snack bars at the CIA.
Under the Randolph Shepherd Act, blind people are allowed to operate all food service and vending facilities in government buildings. This act was one of the first government programs to help employ the blind. The program has nothing to do with secrecy or security in government buildings.
Wow.
In fact, when I took classes at Penn State Du Bois, there was a lady who was in charge of the food service who was blind.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Wendy, for setting the record straight on these myths, many of which we've heard many times and some may still believe. I'm glad that we got the truth from you today. Dr. Wendy, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to have some more of these myths busted, or if they'd like to make an appointment so they can have their eyes checked?
They can call the office at 814-371-2020. My office is on Beaver Drive in the Rice Complex. It's the back building. It has a capital D on it, like in dog, and there's a glass door. You come in the glass door, and it's the first office on the right.
All right. And that is the Du Bois Vision Clinic. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with us today for the sake of your eyes. Dr. Wendy, thank you.
You're welcome.